Now, the rest of the story. An experienced actor, reluctant to appear in public, a gifted actor who for decades has made classic movies, was yet unwilling to appear in public, refused to accept an invitation to speak. And it was a worthy invitation. The Celebrity Forum at Foothill College, Cupertino, California, brings to its auditorium each season outstanding speakers from the arts, sciences, professions, and politics. The Dean of Community Services at Foothill College, Dick Henning, tried for years to interest this esteemed actor in making an appearance. He said, "Our audiences keep asking for you. We would love to have you." And Cupertino is a relatively easy commute from Hollywood. But the response from the actor was both polite and definite. "I don't make public appearances." And then one day, Dean Henning was in Europe. It was 1984. His office called with the distressing word that one of the forum's guests scheduled for the next week had canceled. Dean Henning decided once more to try to convince the long-sought actor. "Perhaps he will rescue us." The response was the same. "I don't make speeches, and I'd lie awake nights before and after worrying about it." But several transatlantic telephone calls later, the actor finally, reluctantly agreed to participate in the program, only, however, on condition, and these are his words, "I will not make a speech. I'll only respond to questions, and there must be no advance announcement, and there will be no media interviews," end quote. Well, the night of the event, this actor strode onto the stage. He's sitting on a stool in the middle of that bare stage, and he enthralled his capacity audience of thousands, answered questions, personal and professional, for more than an hour. The white-haired actor, leading man handsome, at 80 plus, has not made a movie since 1966. And yet, since that night, on stage, at Foothill College, he has a whole new career, appearing on platforms all across the United States, answering questions. That's all, just answering questions. What caused this reclusive celebrity to come out of the closet for the first time in 1984? Well, that question was asked from the audience that night, and he dismissed it casually. He said, "Because Dick Henning invited me," and that was that. But minutes later, a man in the audience, not satisfied with the earlier response, persisted. He insisted, "What is the real reason that you, sir, agreed after all these years to make your first ever public appearance?" And the actor paused, and in that cavernous auditorium there was not a sound for most of a minute. And then, weighing his words ever so carefully, the monumental movie star confessed, "I did it. I came here to restore my confidence." Cary Grant. And now you know the rest of the story.